If I had to sum up the beginning of the Advent season in just one teaching, I think it would be this. Get prepared, because the day is coming. I know, it conjures all sorts of images when I say that, especially when it's so ominous. Maybe street preachers wearing signs and shouting that through megaphones. Or you think of all the predictions of the end of the world that people have made, and as far as I can tell, never came true. Or if you're like me, maybe it's a hope that it's sooner rather than later and you won't have to fold that last load of laundry that's sitting at home. But for the first Christians, it was something else entirely. You see, for Matthew and for Paul, the end time had been inaugurated. They'd already lived through it. They watched Jesus do the work he came to do. And so everyone just kind of assumed that was it. Game over. We won. Except, clearly, that wasn't the plan. And in fact, I think Jesus seems to have told them exactly that in this gospel reading. The whole point is that the end is coming when it is not expected. And so until then, people will go on eating and drinking and having families and living lives right up until the last minute. Right up until the hour when heaven and earth pass away, which is what led us right into the opening verse of the passage. So there's two ways we can read this. One of them is doom and gloom, or apocalyptic foreboding, I'll call it. Some get taken, some get left. We don't know which one we are, and then the universe has a fiery collapse. The other sounds completely different. We keep living our lives, being the best people we can until we move on and enjoy eternity with our Maker. I know which reading I prefer. When we talk about Advent as a time of hopeful anticipation, that's why. That's the future we envision. Because what we have right now is indeed good. It is broken, but good. What we will have eventually is perfection. And if we take that reading, then the key is for us to talk about how we live in the meantime, in that in-between time of now, but not yet. Whether that time lasts a day or a lifetime. One Wisconsin pastor put it this way, and I love it. We are not expected to know everything, but in this time, we are expected to do something. Because Jesus calls us to be awake and to be ready. Whether the world ends tomorrow or I do, it is time to prepare. And yes, that does mean doing all those things we know we shouldn't put off. Confessing our sins, getting our affairs in order, doing all the good we can do before we go. But that sermon might be a different Advent, not this one. Because this week I've been struck by the idea that, especially in this passage, being awake means being watchful. It means looking for Christ in the here and now. Because if we look, we'll find him. In the small acts of kindness, in the big acts of love, find him standing in solidarity with the powerless and the oppressed. We see him at the bedside of the hurting and the dying. We feel him walk with us when we barely have the strength to get up. We can feel him sitting in the pews with us right now. We'll hold him in our very hands at the altar rail soon. If we forget that, if we aren't awake, if we aren't watching, then it becomes far too easy to think that God isn't doing anything today, or that God just doesn't care enough to show up. For me, this Advent will be one of remembering something that we already know deep down inside. Life is fragile, It moves quickly. So stay awake.